When Pope John Paul II visited New Orleans in 1987, it was described as a Super Bowl of all Super Bowls.
Oh, it was huge. It was huge.
25 years later, Archbishop Gregory Amon remembers it well.
It was a very powerful event. At the time, I was rector president of Notre Dame Seminary, so literally lived right next door to where he was residing. And, of course, we often look back and think about the mass that took place near the University of New Orleans, because that morning it started terrible rain and storms. And so we talk about the thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon 10,000s of people who gathered there and got all wet. I had the opportunity to serve as one of the masters of ceremony for that. And of course, at that time, too, it was the younger and enthusiastic John Paul.
In 1987, New Orleans was struggling with over 10% unemployment and had the second highest homicide rate among major cities in the U.S. Throughout his three-day visit, Pope John Paul II energetically preached a message that hit home for many: hope and unity among the faithful. He brought this message of peace and harmony to the city's Catholic community when he addressed a crowd of African-American church leaders at the Superdome.
There is no black church, no white church, no American church. But there is and must be, in the one church of Jesus Christ, a home for blacks, whites, Americans, every culture and race.
Although of different faiths, Archbishop Amon sees parallels between Pope John Paul II and the Dalai Lama. Both leaders struggled with repressive communist regimes in their home countries, spoke openly against global violence, and shared a strong belief in interfaith dialogue. As Pope, John Paul II often reached out across religious lines, becoming the first pope in recorded history to visit a mosque and a synagogue. Throughout his papacy, he met with the Dalai Lama over 8 times.
Both John Paul II and Dalai Lama are world leaders of faith, and I think both of them are very prophetic voices who are able to, and in John Paul's case, was able to read the signs of the times, to interpret them in a spirit of humility and simplicity, and to call people to unity and peace. And as we know, as we look back, not only in our own time, the human race has had a hard time, and a very hard time, unfortunately, in working towards that unity and peace to which God calls us.
The Dalai Lama, who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1988, has scheduled 2 public talks while in New Orleans, one on strength through compassion, the other on strength through connection. In light of the recent Mother's Day shooting, Archbishop Amon hopes this message will reach the community.
I've heard him speak before when I was assigned to as the bishop in Texas, and he really is a captivating speaker. His message is a message that we all need to hear, whatever religion we belong to. And he certainly has been a loud and strong and bold voice in calling us to work towards peace and reconciliation. Certainly in our city, with the murder and violence and racism that exists, we have a special need, as do many large cities, to hear his message.
For WWNO, I'm Maureen McMurray.